This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares Hour number 2. Who's John Galt? In our class, the imbeciles are running the asylum. Homosexuals, parasites, nincompoops, imbeciles. They're running the asylum. And we seem to have no voice. Our votes don't count. Our opinions don't count. Being in the right doesn't count. Logic doesn't apply. Things are illogical, upside down, backwards, twisted, inverted. Everything's broken. One wheel bearing caused this absolute disaster. Gwyneth, can you recount that conversation that you said, you know, the equivalent of Eureka? I've got it, Vincent. What you said about wheel bearings, that rant that you went on a couple of years ago, I guess. You want to bring that back to the fore?
Yeah. The world's running out. You know, there's no wheel bearings made anywhere on the whole earth anymore except for China. And they're doing a substandard job. They're not making them properly. They don't last as long. They're not as smooth. They're not as high quality. They break. And when they break, you can expect all manner of industrial machines and domestic machines, big and small, to begin malfunctioning. And if those machines are involved with the transport of critical chemicals, then that's going to be a real problem. You know, what happens if there's an 18-wheeler that's transporting, oh, I don't know, nuclear waste? And it has a failed wheel bearing and crashes next to a river. What happens then? You know, that nuclear waste is going to seep into the river and contaminate everything downstream. That's going to happen. You know, and it may all happen before anybody's aware of it. What if the driver's taken the jab and has one of these, you know, good clots in his veins? I don't know what else to call them. You know, they seem to be made of squid protein or fibrin or something, and dies at the wheel and crashes into a lake or into, you know, a ravine with a river at the bottom or whatever. What happens then? And he happens to be counting nuclear waste, for example. It could be anything. Maybe it is vinyl chloride that he's shipping by road. Maybe it's, I don't know, something else. Maybe it's cyanide, for all I know. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many toxic chemicals that have all been made since World War II. I think that it was the most monumentally stupid thing that ever happened was that the global petrochemical industry was set up, because now you've got thousands of chemicals Most of them are highly toxic, and in their waste form, nobody knows what to do with them. If you burn most plastics, you will form dioxin in the ash. The ash will contaminate with dioxin. As most regular plastics, do not ever burn plastics. Do not do it. And but if you get plastic contaminated ash, you know, that's going to have dioxins in it, the best thing you can do to ameliorate it is to mix it with compost, or mix it with animal manure at a rate of one part ash to one part manure, and compost the manure. That's the only way that the dioxins can be neutralized. But could they do it on this sort of scale? Well, once it gets into a waterway, you can't fill that waterway with manure. You just can't. You know? So we've got a situation where this has gone into the Ohio River. It's going to go into the Mississippi River. Mississippi River's running low. That means there's not much water to dilute this toxin. It's going to collect in pools, and when there's a flood, it's going to go downstream and kill everything. It's monumentally stupid what we did as a society. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. All that I did was get born into this world at this time, you know, and I've tried to live with as low impact on the whole earth as I possibly can, to eat organic food. You know, I know how to drive a motor vehicle. I have my driver's license. But I said to my mum when I was a little girl, when I'm a big girl, I'm going to ride a horse instead of driving a car. And now I'm a big girl, I ride a horse instead of driving a car. Oh, by the way, good news. This is a little bit off topic, but I would like to go here because I'm very pleased it was something that's happened on my farm. I took Lily for a horse ride today, and she was great. This is the same horse I had the accident with 2 years ago. I've been able to re-educate her, and it seems as if she's going to be a very fine riding horse. She lives off the grass that grows. At present, she's living off the grass that grows here on this farm. And it's February. That means we've got March, April, May. We should begin to get a bit of grass growth in May. We should get some rain. And I've still got about 10 acres of grass left. That means I should have enough grass growing on this farm to see her through until the grass grows again. That's very good news, Vincent, in this whole world, that people need to begin going back to doing things the old way. And even if they can't ride a horse, to at least get to the point where they can walk properly. By walk properly, I mean walk miles if they need to. And it's simple. It's simple to train yourself to walk. You can train yourself to walk by walking down to the end of your driveway and then turning around and walking back to your house. And then the next day, you walk to the end of your driveway, you walk a little way up the road, and then you turn around and come back and walk home. And each day, you walk a bit further. And you will be able to get to the point where you will be able to walk 20 miles in a day. And how do I know that? Because the other day, Lily and I walked 25 kilometres. And it took us, I'm not sure how much that is in miles, but that took us just 3 hours to walk 25 kilometres. And the reason why I can do that is because I'm always on my feet, I'm always walking, I'm always lifting heavy weights, doing things, farm work, chopping wood, carting manure, the whole nine yards. And because I'm doing that, my physical health is excellent, and anything that I need to do, it's done. People need to bring things for them. They need to do things like they need to go down to their hardware store and buy a good quality axe. The best axe that I know of is made by a company called Fiskars. That's F-I-S-K-A-R-S. That's not a promotion. That is my experience of trying to use a bunch of different axes. And I've found that Fiskars have the best axe. They're not made in China. They're made in Finland, which is a Norse country, and the Norsemen take their axes very seriously. And they hold their edge well. The handles don't break easily. And I have had, I'm on my second Fiskars axe, and my first Fiskars axe lasted me 8 years. And I think that it might have ended up breaking through somebody who was not me, who was a young person in our house, accidentally hitting the axe handle with a piece of wood. Instead of hitting the wood with the blade, he accidentally hit the axe handle one too many times. I think that's what happened. But they are an excellent axe. Everybody needs to get these tools, and they need to start using them. And they need to do it now. And you know, if the people in your area say no wood fires, you should defy them. Because they are interfering with your ability to survive. And nobody has the right to do that. Nobody. I mean, I can't tell anybody what to do. But if wood fires were banned in my area, I would still continue to burn wood. That's all I can say. I can't tell anybody in the class what to do. But what I can do is I can say what I would do in that circumstance. Any law like that that comes along that I consider to be against my best interest, I just flat out defy it. I refuse to obey it, and I don't make a big song and dance about it. I just don't obey it. That's it, and that's what we all need to do. Does that make sense, Vincent, what I just said?
Yeah, three of the world's best axes are Fiskars, F-I-S-K-A-R-S. Another one is S-O-G. And the third would be the one that I have, which is Estwing, E-S-T-W-I-N-G. Those are three of the best in the world. And I've had my Estwing for probably close to 40 years. Gwyneth, I've got something I wanted to share with the class I learned last night about the media.
Yep.
Is this a good time for that or not?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. So, call came into the farmhouse last night. Young lady called. And caller ID said that it was from a school, a university. Pretty interesting call. I'll tell you what happened during that call and how it relates to the media. And what I did about it. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. This is USA Prepares.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I got this call last night. It was late last night. And this young gal called from the university. I could see from caller ID that she was in the university. And she asked for Mr. Finelli. And I said, well, okay. Well, there are a lot of them. There's William. And there's George, and there's Alan, and there's John, and there's Anthony, and there's Michael, and Tony, and Gino, and I went on this long list. I said, there's 26 of them. Which one are you asking for? And she named one of them, and I said, okay, well, I can get a message to him. And I was kind of surprised that she stayed with me that long. And I could tell what she wanted. She was a beggar. She was begging for money. The university had said, okay, so, you know, if you want to stay here, you're going to make some calls and you're going to beg for money. Now, the universities have millions of dollars in endowments. And so this is a scholarship fund. And so I said to her, so what's this to be used for? She said, well, it's for scholarships. And I said, have you ever received a scholarship? She told me she was a current student at the university. And she said, oh, yes. And it really was very beneficial because it enabled her to be an intern at a big television station. Well, I happen to know that television station. I've been there, and I've met with the executives, and I even advertised the Get Prepared Expo at that television station. So I'm quite familiar with it. And so I said, what did you do? She said, well, I'm a producer. I'm a journalism student, and I'm a producer. And I said, tell me, what is a producer? She said, well, a producer is someone who writes the material for the on-air talent. And I said, so you write what they say? And she I'm doing Columbo, right, Glass? I mean, that's my character right at that moment on the phone. I'm Columbo. I'm still confused. So she tells me that she is a college student, and she is writing the material as a producer for the on-air personalities. So my next question, obviously, is can't they do that for themselves? She said, well, hardly anybody does that. Hardly anybody on the air does their own production, writes their own material. I said, really? I said, well, I happen to be a nationally syndicated broadcaster in radio, and I don't have a producer. I do my own research and write my own materials, and I'm a volunteer. I don't get paid for this. And she was telling me that television's different from radio because she said, you see, radio doesn't have the video with it. It's just pure audio. And so you have to use very short sentences, few words and short sentences. It's not like television. And I said, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. I said, in the broadcast that I do, we use long sentences, we use descriptive words, and we use long answers. And I said, have you ever heard of National Public Radio? She said, yes. I said, okay, so do you think they use short sentences, few words? They can go for a whole segment, 20 minutes on one topic. Very long questions, very long answers. Now, I don't necessarily agree with National Public Radio, but their format is pretty darn good. And it's similar in ways to the format that we use here. Long questions, long answers. We flesh it out. So I continued to describe this to her. And what I'm telling you, class, is she has been programmed. She's been programmed to think you need to be really, really simple for the audience because they're not going to get it unless you use very short sentences and very few words, which is heck, I've spent like 4 minutes on this so far, right? Talking about how these producers write for people who are senior to them in age. What we're talking about is this is not a graduate yet. This is just someone who's in college learning how to do it, who's writing the material for the general broadcast over television. Can you imagine a student is writing the material for the broadcaster to regurgitate? That doesn't happen here. Not here on USA Prepares. That is absolutely for sure. Each one of us is responsible for our own material. And we're all volunteers. And we don't have a staff of producers. It's just us. Glenn doesn't have one. I don't have one. Greg doesn't have one.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I explained to this young lady, and by the way, class, I was very polite to her, and I didn't beat her up. I mean, it would not have been a fair fight. It really wouldn't, because she was young, and she really didn't know. And so, you know, Gwyneth has not been trained as a broadcaster. Rich hasn't. Dr. Sheely hasn't. Dr. Sergey hasn't. Kyle hasn't. Kathy hasn't. Bert hasn't. Craig hasn't. I haven't. None of us. None of your instructors has been trained as a broadcaster. We don't need to be trained as a broadcaster because, actually, we would have the same mediocre broadcast that everybody else does if we had been trained as broadcasters. So, and we haven't been trained as teachers either. So, but and that's what we do. We teach and we broadcast. And we do our own research. And we stand behind it. So when you ask us a question, we have the answer because We do our own research. We don't have to go to the producer and say, I don't know, what was I supposed to say? I forget. We don't, that doesn't happen.
There
you have it. What I'm telling you is, it's exactly what y'all done thought. These people who are these talking heads, these pretty girls and these pretty guys, are talking heads. And some of the materials written by college students.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Vincent. I've actually gone back on Facebook. And people on the broadcast probably wouldn't be able to find me on Facebook. Okay. But I'm on there to use Messenger to contact family members and Marketplace. That's basically all that I do. So not like look at me. But Marketplace is something that is pretty well necessary if you are going to be buying and selling stuff. Facebook Marketplace. If you're not there, you're going to really struggle to move stock unless you're on Facebook Marketplace, because that's where it's happening. That's where all the sales are happening. Platforms, they've all fallen flat. The only, I might sell one item every few months on other platforms, but Marketplace, I sell things all the time there. And one thing that I did learn on my own was how to write long-form sales copy. And by the way, if there's anybody in the class who needs any long-form sales copy written, I can do that. And, I'd do it for a fee, but you would be helping to support me. And I wrote this ad for this item, and it was a cactus that I was selling, because I farm cactuses. And I was selling the propagation stock for this cactus. And I wrote about 500 words of long-form sales copy for this cactus. Could you imagine that, Vincent? Describing the cactus, its benefits, why you should buy it, how amazing it is, how great it is, etc., 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 etc. And guess what? I sold cactuses.
You did this all by yourself?
Yeah. I will send you a link to my ad. I don't know if you're on Facebook, or maybe a screenshot. And maybe you can put it on 5 Minute University of this is how you sell a cactus. And I sold...
Well...
Using this ad that I wrote in an afternoon, sold within a week or two, $200 worth of cactuses for an afternoon sales copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people out there who know how to write effective long-form sales copy anymore. But if you need long-form sales copy written, you can get in touch with me, Gwyneth@usaprepares.com, with the details of your product. I would like to know as much as I can about your product. And if you want to send me a sample that I can look at of your product, then I would be able to provide you an address where you could send it. I'm not interested in keeping it. If you want me to send it back, I'll send it back. But... this is it. People replied in the comments. There was some, blah, 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 negative, negative, negative. But the rest of the audience basically turned on this guy who was a troll, Facebook troll, and basically told him to shut up, because they said, she's right. Everything that she said is accurate. This is great. We want it. Blah, 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 blah. You know? And the inquiries that I got were phenomenal. The feedback that I got was phenomenal. And it's because, and everything that I wrote about the practice was true. And it's a wonderful product. I love this practice. It's called Nopal. And like I say, an afternoon's writing to put together about a 500-word sales pitch on my cell phone, typing it in on my cell phone, generated so far, I mean, this ad's still running, but so far it's generated over $200, maybe $250 in sales over a period of about 1 or 2 weeks. That's an example. Was I a talking head? No. I grow this practice. I know this practice inside out. And I know its benefits. And I know how wonderful it is and what a great product it is. And I wrote the sales copy. I posted it and made the sale. Now, how many people out there could that media studies student that called you on the telephone begging for donations write that sort of sales pitch, Vincent? I guess you could probably write that sort of sales pitch. Do you think she could?
Well, Five Minute University is very similar to that. The lessons in 5 Minute University are like these ad copies. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just trying to convey ideas. But here's an interesting thing, and here's the exact opposite of what you're saying. So there was an ad for a saw, and there's a whole bunch of saws that are for sale on the Internet, and some of them are table saws. And I think what's happening is people inherit these things from their those who have died, maybe grandparents, parents, and they don't need these saws. I mean, they're great tools. And I have one of each type. I have a table saw, and I have a radial arm saw. And a radial arm saw is spelled R-A-D-I-A-L, radial. Then the next word is A-R-M. And then the next word is saw, S-A-W. So there was an ad for a radial arm saw, and the guy is so illiterate, he spelled it radial arm saw, R-A-D-I-A-L, and then the next word is A-R-M-S-A-L-L, radial arm saw. So, radial arm saw. Has no idea that it's not a saw, it's a saw, S-A-W. That is, and people are selling freezers. And they forget things like the size. They forget, you know, a chest freezer, large chest freezer. And there's a picture of a small one. And it doesn't say 16 cubic feet, 15 cubic feet, 18, 23, 25. Doesn't say. The length isn't there. The height isn't there. The width isn't there. And they forget to say things like, I can help you load it. Or it's in the basement. Or it doesn't work. They forget things like that. So when I did take classes in English, and how to write sentences, and I was told when you write something, you include who, what, when, where, why, and how. All of those elements must be included if you're going to write something. Otherwise, the message is not complete and it can't be clear. So that's what Gwyneth is talking about. So this radial arm saw that this guy was selling, he didn't even know what the word was of the item that he was trying to sell. I see it all the time on internet sales that people do not know how to write. And there's an article on the internet yesterday about Illinois and how many schools have zero proficiency in math, zero at the grade level. Zero. Not some students are not proficient. The whole school not proficient at grade level math. It's unbelievable. And so we're falling down in every single respect. people don't know how to communicate. These cell phones are a disaster in terms of improving people's ability to communicate. I called for a manual on a piece of equipment we have. Like, I called the company, and the only reason I went to the internet, couldn't find any way to contact these people. Sent them a message, no response. I found on the piece of equipment that you can call this number for the kind of oil it uses. So I called that number. And the guy says to me, okay, so text this number with your number, and I'll send you, and send an email, and I'll send you the manual. I don't have a cell phone. I can't text with my landline. It doesn't work. So here we are. We are a society that is absolutely, positively dependent on these cell phones. That's a real problem. Because cell phones, as you indicated, Gwyneth, it's difficult to type a manuscript on a cell phone. It's hard to do. Way more difficult than with a keyboard. You know, I'm talking about a standard desktop keyboard. So the point is, people are looking for shortcuts, and they are using shortcuts in everything they type on the internet. I'm sorry, on their cell phone, and it's difficult to understand the message because it's not complete. I don't know what these acronyms mean, these shorthand words. I don't know what they mean. Maybe they do. I don't. Doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. And you want to try something real fun, ask somebody to give you directions to their location. They can't do it. They cannot tell you how to get there. Oh, you can't miss it. It's up there on the right. On the right. Okay. Is that like 500 feet on the right? Or is it 4 miles on the right? Or is it 3 miles on the right after you make the left-hand turn at the big oak tree on the old Jones farm? But they don't live there anymore because they sold it probably 40 years ago. It's now the Smith farm.
By the way,
we still call it the Jones farm.
I just sent you a screenshot of that sales call.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX, and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I've got it. I received the screenshot from Gwyneth's ad. I got to tell you, class, it's all there. There is a magnificent picture to grab your attention of the cacti. And it says the price, it says where they are in Victoria, Australia. Then there is a description, short paragraphs of what makes these wonderful. It makes you want them, no matter whether you need them or not, it makes you want them. And this, Gwyneth, I've said before, your writing is extraordinary. It's on par with the very best in the world. There's no question about that in my mind. And, class, here's what this is like. If you went to one of those very professionally done commercial catalogs for seeds as to why you should buy that specific cherry tree or that plum tree, and there's a magnificent picture of it, then there's the description of it, the price of it, all the information, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, it's all there. Or if you go and you look at Thursday Boots, the Thursday Boot Company, and it'll tell you why their boot is the best in the world, it's extraordinary, and why you really need to get one of these. That's what this ad is like. It's short, and Gwyneth says long copy. It's not a volume. It is several paragraphs of what it's all about, why it's important, why it's world class, those kinds of things. It's extremely well written, and Gwyneth, I would expect nothing less from you. Seriously. 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs, plus a panoramic type picture, a close in shot. It's magnificent. Well done, well done. It's as good as it gets. No one's got a better ad. No matter what the material is they're trying to sell, no one's got a better one than this is in the world of cacti.
Yep, and that's it. And like I say, it doesn't matter if you're selling a cactus or a sheep or a computer or a bunny rabbit or a plum tree or a motor car or anything. It's all the same skill to be able to write sales copy. You know, you look at the benefits of whatever it is you're trying to sell, and you make people want to buy it. It's just, you know, you push the benefit of it. And to start with, you have to have a good product. You must have a good product. And if you don't, then you should just flat out refuse the contract. You should say, this is a rubbish product, and I'm not lowering myself the right copy for it. I would have to lie to make this a good ad, and I'm not doing it. That's what you would have to do if somebody came up to you. And it wouldn't matter how much money they offered me. If it was not a good product, I would not write the copy for it. But this is my own farm produce. This is what I produce on my farm. I produce these cactuses, among other things. And people buy them. They love them. And I also sell them on eBay. And I have a 100% seller rating on eBay. Do you know how common that is, for instance? Do you know anyone who has a 100% seller rating on eBay? Not 99.1.
No,
oh, you probably...
Yeah, we do.
But, and I might have sold maybe over the years, maybe 1,000... I call them cactus packs to myself. I might have sold, 1,000 cactus packs over a period of a few years on eBay. But 100% seller rating. You know, that means everybody who has bought my cactuses has been 100% satisfied with them. And they send me photos of where they've planted my propagation stock and how they're growing. And I feel like a grandma. I feel so happy and proud that that propagation stock that I sent them has taken root and become a big plant. These cactuses that I've sold, they really are like my grandchildren. It's true. I don't know if that sense to you, Vincent, but I love to receive those photos. And, they post them online. And they say, I bought these cactuses online and, propagation stock, and I planted them, and here it is. And then they send me the photo of the cactus when it's taken root, put out new growth, and it's looking like a big plant. How's that, Vincent?
Yeah. Here's what it takes. It takes dedication. It takes being deliberate. It takes focus. It takes honesty and integrity. It takes all of those things. You put all of them together, and you've got something. You really do. And, class, maybe tomorrow I'll talk a little bit about the campground. We've been working feverishly on it. And the blue eggs. The blue eggs, we are working to increase the production of blue eggs. So... y'all might get a chance to try them. They are truly, truly spectacular. They really are. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today, dedicating your time, staying up late. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.